Lift your hands. I want y'all to know it's 11 o'clock in the morning. I shouldn't have to be waking you up. I mean, really. All right. Now sit back down. Now stand back up. Now stretch again. Okay. Now we're all got all the bugs worked out, don't we? All right, you can sit back down. How many of you came to get something from God this week? Amen. I just want to tell you here at the beginning that God has a plan specifically put in place for your life this week. Wasn't able to be here last night, but heard about the service, heard about the preaching, preached from a Taco Bell packet. That's pretty creative. We're talking about what God has in store for you this week, but it's up to you, young people, whether or not you get what God has for you around these altars. It's really not up to God, because God wants to give it to you. And it doesn't depend on your neighbor. It depends on you and how hungry you are. Amen. How many of you know what the theme is for camp this week? Pentecost again. That's what we need. That's what America needs. That's what our youth groups needs is Pentecost again. We want to teach you a new chorus we learned not long ago. Some of you may know it. But if you don't know it, we'll learn a new one. Is that all right? All right, I'm going to let my wife teach it to you.
All right. Hopefully by the end of the camp, we'll know this song. It's really simple. But I love the words to it. And it simply says, Lord, send the rain. Pour out your spirit. Let the fire fall. Heal us one and all. Fall fresh on me. I'll say the words and then see if you can repeat it. Lord, send the rain. Pour out your spirit. Let the fire fall. Heal us one and all. Fall fresh on me. All right, let's try it. Let's do it a few times. You're going to help.
Lord, send the rain. Pour out your spirit. Let the fire fall. One and all, fall fresh on me. Oh, Lord, send the rain. Pour out your spirit. Let the fire fall. Heal us one and all, fall fresh on me.
You guys think you know it?
Oh, Lord, send the rain. Oh, pour out your spirit. Let the fire fall. Heal us one and all. Fall fresh on me. Lord, send the rain. Pour out your spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Let the fire fall. Heal us one and all. Fall fresh on me.
Lord, we are the ones called by your name. We humble ourselves now as we pray. Renouncing every sin and wicked way. We lift your voice, seek your face and say, Lord, send the rain.
Pour out your spirit. Let the fire fall. Heal us one and all. Fall fresh on me.
Oh, let it be your prayer this morning, young people.
Lord, send the rain. Pour out your spirit. Let the fire fall. Heal us one and all. Fall fresh on me.
Oh, young people, why don't you lift your hands right now? Ask the Lord this week. God, send the fire in my heart. Send the rain in my life. God, that'll change my life. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost fall on us, Lord, even this morning. Would you touch us and help us, Lord? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I want the Spirit of the Lord to have His way, don't you? Amen. How many of you brought your Bibles this morning? All right. If you'll turn with us to the book of 2 Kings, chapter number 2 is where we'll begin reading. I want to say I appreciate this opportunity, the privilege to speak to you this morning. It's not something that we have taken lightly, but I believe that the Lord has something for us. And I'm just going to be honest with you. The devil has fought us as we tried to get here. Over the last couple of weeks, it's just been one thing right after another of the hindrances of the enemy to hinder us. And I'm sure he's tried to hinder you to try to keep you from getting what God has for you. But God is bigger than the enemy. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. 2 Kings chapter number 2. Would you stand with us for the reading of God's word? Verse number 1. And it came to pass, when the Lord would take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. Verse number 7. And 50 men of the sons of the prophets went and stood to view afar off, and they too stood by Jordan. And Elijah took his mantle and wrapped it together and smote the waters, and they were divided hither and thither, so that they too went over on dry ground. And it came to pass, when they were gone over, that Elijah said unto Elisha, ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. And he said, thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so. Verse number 13. He took up also the mantle of Elijah, talking about Elisha, that fell from him, and went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and smote the waters and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he also had smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither, and Elisha went over. Amen. I'd like to draw your attention back to verse number 7. And 50 men of the sons of the prophets went and stood to view afar off, and they too went, stood by Jordan. Amen. Would you stretch your hands this way? Lord, I thank you for this opportunity, God, to speak to these young people, Lord, the message you've laid on my heart. But God, we need the anointing and the power of the Holy Ghost this morning, God, to speak what's on our heart. God, I pray you'd move in this altar service, God, that from this very first morning of youth camp, Lord, your spirit and your presence would be among us, Lord, would be felt. God, not just by a handful, but God, by every single one of them. And God, we'll be careful to give you the praise and the glory for it. In the precious name of Jesus. Amen and amen. You can be seated. Brother Ryan, why don't you come get ready to help me? Praise the Lord. How many of you like to be a spectator? Does anybody like to be a spectator? When everybody else is playing softball, you want to sit in the shade. Or while everybody else is playing volleyball or basketball, you want to sit on the picnic tables and watch. Is there anybody like that this morning? Well, there's a few honest ones, praise the Lord. But now there's probably some of you like that. Probably, you know, there's just a handful here this morning. To be honest with you, I don't like to exert any more energy than I have to. But I do like to get out and play basketball every once in a while. And I like to get out and play volleyball and softball and all those things. Brother Ryan's going to help me. I'm going to load him up here. I tried to get all of his favorite things. Amen. It's all right if I just preached to you this morning. I'll be honest with you. I don't, as you can see, I don't like to exert extra energy. God gave me a certain amount of energy and I try to conserve it. But I'll get out every once in a while and I'll play. And some of you, you know what I'm talking about. You know what it is to conserve energy. But if you would allow me this morning, I'd like to borrow a title and preach to you this morning on the spirit of a spectator. The spirit of a spectator. How many of you are going to help me this morning? Just wave your hand at me. All right, the spirit of a spectator. See, we live in a day and an hour where there seems to be more people, especially young people, that are sitting on the sidelines rather than getting in and having a move of God. It seems like this generation has been affected with a sit back and watch mentality. I heard there's going to be a banquet this year. I wonder which one of the girls I'm going to take. Oh, that's how some of you are. You come to the house of God and God begins to move. But can I preach to you just a little bit? We are living in a time when it seems unpopular to get in when the Spirit of the Lord is moving. But I'm concerned when we can look across our congregations. When I'm concerned when we can look across our youth groups and we see people sitting back with their arms crossed. I'm concerned when we come to youth camp and the Spirit of God starts to move. And there's more young people standing in the back, talking and cutting up than there are around the altars. Oh, some of you say, Brother Dathan's come to cut us up this year. No, that's not my intention, young people. I've come with love and compassion. But I've come to tell you that what I see prevalent today, not just at youth camp, but also in our churches, is the spirit of a spectator. See, we read here in 2 Kings chapter 2, we read of an older man of God named Elisha and a young man by the name of Elisha. Now Elijah, he has seen God work mightily. He is no stranger to a move of God. He's seen a little woman at Zarephath sustained by the miracle of Baal meal not running out. He's seen the dead raised and he's seen miracle after miracle. Oh no, Elijah is no stranger to miracles. He knew what it was to see a move of God. But Elisha also knew that there would come a day when he would pass from the scene and somebody was going to have to take his place. And so he's grooming Elisha. But when we find him here in our text, Elisha is nearing the end of his ministry. And almost as a final test to Elisha's dedication, the man of God does something that seems a little strange. He says, Elisha, I want you to wait right here. Because God has sent me to Bethel. But you know what Elisha said? He said, answers, and he said, Elijah, you're not going without me. I'm not letting you out of my sight. And so Elisha goes to Bethel with Elijah. And then Elijah says, Elisha, wait right here. Because God has sent me to Jericho. And you know what Elisha says? He says, you're not going to go without me. If you're going to go, then I'm going to go. And three times this happened. But Elisha goes to Bethel and then he goes to Jericho and he finally gets to Jordan. And each time Elisha will not let him go without him. What a sense of dedication we see in this young man named Elisha. He could have quit at any time, but he chose to stay with the man of God. Oh, young people, can I just put this in right here? That you need to stay with the man of God. You need to stay with your pastor. But Elisha would not leave the man of God. So Elijah and Elisha, they go down. And they go down to the river Jordan. And when they get down to the riverbank, you know what Elijah does? He takes his mantle and he wraps it together. And he smites the water. And the Bible says that they parted hither and thither. And there they both walk across on dry ground. But it is here that Elisha asks for the double portion. It is here that Elijah asks him, what do you want? He said, I want the greater anointing in your life. Oh, I pray this morning there would be some Elishas this week that would desire a double portion in their life. A double portion of the anointing of God. So Elijah tells Elisha, he says, if you see me when I'm taken from you, then you'll have your double portion. But if you don't see me, then it's not going to happen. But the Bible says that as they were walking and talking about the things of God, God, that suddenly a chariot of fire and the horses thereof came and parted them both asunder. And Elijah was taken up in a whirlwind. Oh, but I'm just trying to preach to you this morning. You know what the Bible says about Elisha? When Elijah was taken away, it says, and Elisha saw it. Praise God. Remember the only stipulation that there was for Elisha to receive the double portion he had asked for was for him to see Elijah taken away. So now Elijah is gone and Elisha is left alone to carry on the work of God by himself. But you know what verse 13 says? He took up also the mantle. Praise God. I wonder if there's some young people at Camp Blessing that would pick up the mantle of the anointing and say, God, I want you to do great things in my life. Praise God. So Elisha picked up that mantle of Elijah and he took it and he smote the waters and they separated. And he walked across on dry ground just like he and Elijah had. Amen. I'm trying to get to where I want to be this morning. What a story we see here. I'm preaching this morning about the spirit of a spectator. Some of you are saying, what in the world does that title have to do with this story? Well, I'm glad you asked. Verse number 7 says, and 50 men of the sons of the prophets went. That means they went with Elijah and Elisha, but it says that they stood to view afar off. Praise God. Oh, I feel like when we come to young people, there's some young people that have come. There's some young people that have went and stood afar off just to view. These were not a ragtag group of inmates off of death row. These were not men who had no spiritual ambition. But these were religious men. These were the sons of the prophet. These were part of the youth group, if you will. But they had probably been raised in church. But let me throw you in. Sometimes the people that think they are the most spiritual are the worst spectators there are. Oh, come on now. You know who I'm talking about? Those people that don't need to go down to the altar because God can speak to them at their seat. Those young people that don't need to respond to the altar call because they prayed at Camp Blessing 5 years ago. But see, those 50 sons of the prophets, they were there for no other reason but to see what was going to happen. They were there only to spectate. And there's some of you at Camp Blessing this year and you've come only to see what's going to happen.
I am so thankful that Brother Dathan is preaching a sermon because Seth Ramey needs to hear this.
Oh, that's what we do. We don't see our own need. But when we come into the house of God, when we come into the morning service, when we come into the night service, we're there to see what God is going to do for so and so. Or some of you have been coming to camp for years. Camp is the highlight of your year. You live and breathe Camp Blessing. But year after year you have come as nothing more than a spectator. You've come for no other reason but to watch the Spirit of God move. But young person, I want to tell you this morning that it's time for you to stop being a spectator and start being a participator. God wants to touch your life. God wants to do a work for you. But it's not going to happen as long as you're content to sit on the sidelines and let Him pass you by. Hallelujah. The spirit of a spectator is present. The first thing I want you to notice is that the spirit of a spectator can be found anywhere that there is something going on. Here's Elijah and Elisha walking down the road. And everywhere they went to Bethel. They went to Jericho. They went to the Jordan. And everywhere they went, these sons of the prophets were there. Spectators can be found anywhere. It doesn't matter if you're at youth camp. It doesn't matter if you're at your home church. It doesn't matter where you are. There will be those who just want to sit back and watch. Listen to me this morning. Here we are at Camp Blessing 2013. We've come expecting a move of God. We've come expecting to have Pentecost again. Oh, I know Brother and Sister Jones have been praying for it. Brother and Sister Cruz have been asking God for it. Brother and Sister Lester have been praying for this meeting this week. My wife and I have been asking God to do it in these services. There is no shortage of prayer that has gone up for this meeting. At some point, the Spirit of God is going to move again. It may be in the morning services. It may be at night while Brother Lester is preaching. It may be during choir practice. But the fact of the matter is, at some point, we are going to have a move of God. But you mark my words, when the Spirit of God begins to move, there will be those who sit in their seat and want to just kick back and watch what's going to go on. See, it really doesn't matter where you go. Oh, here in the text that we read, there is about to be a transfer of anointing from one man of God to the other. But instead of finding these boys down there asking Elijah for a double portion of the anointing for them as well, we find these 50 sons of the prophets standing off at the distance, only to be a spectator. We read here that Elijah and Elisha went to Bethel, and then to Jericho, and finally to Jordan. Now the Bible doesn't tell us, but I would almost guarantee you that this was not the first time that these boys had sat back and watched the show, if you will. Oh, there were probably services down at the First Pentecostal Church of Bethel where some of these boys had screamed and spit and ran the pews in song service. But when it came time for the altar call, they suddenly had to go to the bathroom. Oh yeah, there was probably revivals down at the Faith Assembly of Jericho when some of these boys in their zealous faith had laid hands on the sick and prayed and asked God to move and testified like a house on fire. But when it came time to go to nursing home, they couldn't make it because of prior obligations. Oh, come on now, listen. It doesn't matter where you go, young people. You will find the spirit of a spectator. It doesn't matter which youth camp you go to. It doesn't matter which camp meeting you go to. There are going to be those who don't really want a move of God. They just want to sit back with their arms crossed and they want to simply be entertained. Oh yes, some of these boys had probably been at baptismal services down in the Jordan River. But when we find them here, they're keeping their distance. Listen, Brother and Sister Jones and the people here, don't expend the effort and preparation that goes into camp for you to just sit on the sidelines and just enjoy the show. But the reason they have camp blessing is so that you can get rid of the spirit of a spectator that's been in your life for so long, and God can meet you at camp blessing and you can get something from God. Praise the Lord. Listen to me, young people. Even here at camp, the spirit of a spectator is alive and well.
He's preaching good. She's answering the call of the altar. She's got her hands raised. She's crying. Oh!
We just want to watch everything that's going on. But even here, there are those who want to sit at a distance. They want to sit back with their arms crossed while the Spirit of God is moving. Oh yes, anywhere you go, there's going to be those that have the spirit of a spectator. But I pray to God there's some young people this morning that will not be a spectator, but you will be a participator. Praise God. The second thing that I want you to notice about the spirit of a spectator is that it is simply satisfied to sit back and watch a move of God. How many times have we come into service and we plop down on our pew and we might as well be singing, "I shall not be moved"? Oh, you know I'm preaching to you. I'm not trying to hurt anybody's feelings. But here we see these sons of the prophets. The Bible says that they stood to view afar off. They stood to view. That was their purpose, was just to watch what was going on. They wanted to see what was going to take place. They were not satisfied. They were simply satisfied to sit back and watch what transpired. Oh, there's some young people like that this morning in this service. You've come only to see what happens at Camp Blessing, but God wants you to be what happens at Camp Blessing. Oh, yes, you've come to see your friends. Oh, you've come to see how well you fare at basketball and to see if you can win at the volleyball tournament. And when you pull up on this campground, you came for no other reason than to watch Camp Blessing go by. But young people, if that's you this morning, then you have the spirit of a spectator on your back. But if you can sit back like a bump on a pickle while the Spirit of God is moving, and you can stay in your seat while God is moving around these altars, or you can stay on the fringe, and you can cut up and you can talk while God is touching lives, then young person, you have the spirit of a spectator. Oh, I don't know about you, but I hope you didn't come to this youth camp just to sit back and see everybody else get a blessing. I hope you didn't come to watch everybody else do the shouting and do the running and do the worshiping. Oh, but is there a group of young people that would say, Lord, I didn't come to watch. I didn't come to be a spectator. I came to get something for myself. I didn't come to see you get blessed, but I came to get blessed myself. Oh, I hope you didn't come to see what me, myself, and Brother Lester might pull out in these sermons. But I hope that before this youth camp is over, there were some of you that would leave. Some of you that have come to camp year after year and left the same way that you came. I believe that there'll be some young people this week that will leave camp different. And you can go back to your local assembly and you can be the one that starts revival in your church. And you can be the one to turn your church upside down. What hinders our young people, our youth groups, is that we have too many spectators and not enough participators. Hallelujah. Y'all still awake out there? Just wave at me. Praise the Lord. The Sun Sentinel newspaper. How many of you like basketball? Most of the guys, a few of the girls. The Sun Sentinel newspaper reported that one broker in South Florida sold 4 courtside seats to Game 7 of the 2013 NBA Finals for $30,000 a ticket. That's a lot of money for a ticket. And the people that bought those tickets, they did not have a locker room pass. They never stepped foot on the court. They paid thousands of dollars for no other reason than to be a spectator. Oh, some of you got in free this week. Some of you got in cheap. But listen, we live in a generation that sits in front of a television all day with a remote in one hand and a bag of chips in the other hand. And they're satisfied to sit in front of that television and live a second-hand fictitious life off of somebody else's imagination. They want to watch somebody else be the athlete. They want to watch somebody else be the hero. They are satisfied only to be a spectator. But listen, this youth camp is not for those who just want to watch. But this youth camp is for those that'll get in and say, Lord, send revival and let it start in my heart. Oh, the spirit of a spectator is satisfied to simply kick back like Brother Ryan is and snooze off and wake up in time for the altar call. But a participator is not satisfied until they are in the middle of a move of God. Hallelujah. The last thing that I want you to notice, Brother Lonnie, can you help me grab your Bible and a microphone? The last thing that I want you to notice this morning about the spirit of a spectator is that it always misses out on what God wants to do. Oh, listen to me, young people. Here in this story, there is about to be a transfer anointing of power. The baton of the anointing is fixing to be passed from one man of God to the next, from Elisha to Elisha. But instead of being down there asking Elijah for a portion of the anointing to rest on them, we find these 50 sons of the prophet standing at a distance only to watch. But listen, let me tell you this morning that a spectator will never have a move of God. The best thing that I can tell you, these men saw Elijah taken up, but you don't read of his anointing falling upon any of them. Listen, when God pours out his spirit and when God begins to move, it will not be upon those who chose to sit back. It will not be upon those who just came to be a spectator, but it will be upon those who have placed themselves directly in the path and directly in the middle of a move of God. It will be upon those who shake their fist in the face of the enemy and the devil's face and say, I refuse to miss out on what God has for me by allowing the spirit of a spectator to control my life. Praise God, some of you are thinking, I can't do that because my friends will think I'm strange. I can't get in and sell out to God because I might miss out on something. Listen, young person, you listen closely to me. If you're going to sit back and be a spectator, then you have already missed out on the greatest thing, a move of God. Praise the Lord. Acts chapter 1. In chapter 2, listen to me this morning. You can read story after story in the Word of God. As my wife comes to get a song, you will find story after story where we find every time that God did something great, there were two groups of people. There were those who sat back in the shadows, if you will. And then there were those who actually wanted to participate. One of the greatest stories in the Word of God, a story we've heard all our life, the story of David and Goliath. And we know the story how that little shepherd boy with just 5 smooth stones and a slingshot took and an almighty God brought down a 9.5-foot giant to the ground. But while David is running to meet the giant, the armies of Israelites are behind him, cowering and hiding. Oh, listen, a spectator will never experience a move of God for themselves. Oh, some of you are looking at me funny. You say, well, I saw so-and-so on the back row just sitting back watching everything. And the next time I looked over there, they had their hands in the air with tears streaming down their face. But what do you mean a spectator will never have a move of God? Listen, if you see a young person just sitting back and watch, and the next moment they're up with their hands up worshiping God, and God is touching them, it will be because that person has stopped being a spectator and started being a participator. Praise God. Go with me just for a moment. Would you stand with us all across this house? Go with me just for a moment to the day of Pentecost. Acts chapter number 1 and verse 14 says of the 120. Go ahead, Brother Lonnie.
These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus.
These all continued in prayer and supplication. Acts chapter 2 and verse number 1.
And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place.
They were all with one accord. Listen to me, young people. There were no spectators in the upper room. They had all prayed. They all worshipped. Oh, what happened? Acts chapter 2 and verse number 4.
And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And
they all prayed. And they all worshipped. And you know what the result was? They were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And began to speak with other tongues. As the Spirit gave them utterance. Listen, young people. This is not a place for spectators. But now's the time to stop being a spectator. And start being a participator. Oh, I wish there were some young people in this service that would say, I'm tired of just sitting back and watch a move of God. I wish there would be some young people that would get out of your seat right now with your hands in the air. And you would come to this altar and say, God, I don't want to be a spectator anymore. But this morning I'm going to be a participator. Oh, if you're young, that young person this morning, make your way to this altar. Let's have a move of God. Is there any this morning? You say, I'm tired of sitting back. Come on, young people. Come on, young people. people. I'm tired of being a spectator. This morning I'm going to be a participator. I'm tired of floating through life. I'm tired of just going from experience to experience. I'm tired of